thought for today with Stefan, Psalm 100, and we're going to go through about Psalm 103. Psalm 100, and I'll be reading from two different versions today. One because it's a user-friendly version, and not a whole lot of the world recognizes the King James Version anymore, but of course it's the most accurate of all from the Antioch Scroll. Psalm 100, though, from the Living, first of all, shout with joy before Yahweh, O earth, obey him gladly. Come before him singing with joy. Try to realize what this means. Yahweh is the mighty one. Now, Yahweh, of course, the YHWH, that stands for the Father, whose name is in the Son, the creator of the world, and the one who died for us on the tree at Calvary 2,000 years ago. Yahweh is the mighty one, is the creator. He made us, we are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Go through his open gates with great thanksgiving. Enter his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. For Yahweh is always good. He is always loving and kind, and his faithfulness goes on and on to each succeeding generation. In the King James, that reads, make a joyful sound unto Yahweh, all you lands. Serve Yahweh with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know you that Yahweh, he is the mighty one. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For Yahweh is great, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. So that's Psalm 100 from the Living, and from the KJV, King James Version. Psalm 101. I'm going to be reading from King James, first of all. 101. This is a Class 101. I will sing of mercy and judgment unto thee, O Yahweh, will I sing. I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. O, when wilt thou come unto me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. I will set no wicked thing before my eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me. Now, in the Living, that verse would read, I will try to walk a blameless path, but how I need your help, especially in my own home, where I long to act as I should. Help me to refuse the low and vulgar things. Help me to abhor all crooked deals of every kind, to have no part in them. I will reject all selfishness and stay away from every evil. I will not tolerate anyone who secretly slanders his neighbors. I will not permit conceit and pride. I will make the goodly of the land my heroes and invite them to my home. Only those who are truly good shall be my servants. But I will not allow those who deceive and lie to stay in my house. My daily task will be to ferret out criminals and free the city of Yahweh from their grip. The last couple of verses from the King James Version says, he that works deceit shall not dwell within my house. He that lets lies, or rather tells lies, shall not tarry in my sight. I will early destroy all the wicked of the land, that I may cut off all wicked doers from the city of Yahweh. In Psalm 101. Psalm 102. Yahweh, hear my prayer. Listen to my plea. Don't turn away from me in this time of my distress. Bend down thy ear and give me speedy answers, for my days disappear like smoke. My health is broken, and my heart is sick. It is trampled like grass and is withered. My food is tasteless, and I have lost my appetite. I am reduced to skin and bones because of all my groaning and despair. I am like a vulture in a far-off wilderness, or like a owl alone in the desert. I lie awake, lonely as a solitary sparrow on the roof. My enemy has taunt me day after day and curse at me. I eat ashes instead of bread. My tears run down into my drink because of thy anger against me, because of thy wrath. For you have rejected me because of your wrath. You have rejected me and thrown me out. My life is passing swiftly as the evening shadows. I am withering like grass, while thee, O Yahweh, are the famous king forever. Thy name will endure to every generation. I know that you will come and have mercy on Jerusalem. And now is the time to pity her, the time you promised help. For your people love every stone in her walls and feel sympathy for every grain of dust in her streets. Now let the nations and their rulers tremble before Yahweh, before his esteem, or before his splendor. For Yahweh, or it says Jehovah here, actually the J was invented just 500 years ago. Yahweh will rebuild Jerusalem. He will appear in his splendor. He will listen to the prayers of the destitute, for he is never too busy to heed their requests. I am recording this so that future generations will also praise Yahweh for all that he has done, and a people that shall be created shall praise Yahweh. Tell them that Yahweh looked down from his temple in heaven and heard the groans of his people in slavery. They were children of death and released them, so that multitudes would stream to the temple in Jerusalem to praise him, and his praises were sung throughout the city, and many rulers throughout the earth came to praise him. He has cut me down in middle life, shortening my days. But I cried to him, O Yahweh, you live forever and forever. Don't let me die half through my years. In ages past, thou laid the foundations of the earth and made the heavens with your hands. They shall perish, but you go on forever. They will grow old like worn-out clothing, and you will change them like a man putting on a new shirt and throwing away the old one, but you yourself never grow old. You are forever, and your years never end. But our families will continue, generation after generation, will be preserved by thy protection. Psalm 102, and some of the verses picking up in the King James. So the heathen, now that's verse 15, so the heathen shall fear the name of Yahweh, and all the kings of the earth thy esteem. Some people say, well, not everybody needs to hear the name of Yahweh. We need to hide it and just use Hashem or some substitute, or don't say it at all. Don't use a title, nothing. Well, no, it says here in Psalm 102:15, the heathen shall fear the name of Yahweh. They can't fear his name unless they know it, unless they hear somebody or they read it themselves, which isn't too likely. When Yahweh shall build up Zion, he will appear in his esteem and power. He will regard the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayer. And then in verse 26, they shall perish, but thou shalt endure. All of them shall wax old like a garment. As a vesture shall thou change them, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall have no end. That was verse 27. Psalm 103. Bless Yahweh, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his separated name. Bless Yahweh, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Yahweh executes righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. Yahweh is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. Yahweh is merciful and unmerited favor to you, slow to anger, plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. Psalm 103, verse 11, for as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Like a father pities his children, so Yahweh pities them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof I shall know it no more. But the mercy of Yahweh is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his commandments. To such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. Psalm 103, verse 19, Yahweh has prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all. Bless Yahweh, all you his messengers that excel in strength, or sometimes it says angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless you, Yahweh, all you his hosts, you ministers of his that do his pleasure. Bless Yahweh, all his works, in all places of his dominion. Bless Yahweh, O my soul. And that's the end of Psalm 103.